Telephone.
You're listening to The Phone Show.
You want to go on phonelosers.org?
Telephone.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
You're calling 12 o'clock on a fucking midnight, damn it!
Telephone. And phone losers, let's go. Breathe Jesus in. And Satan out.
Telephone.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Telephone.
Act as this cocksucker.
Telephone.
No, I did not order no roof.
Mildred's in complete agreement with me.
No, I'm not in no agreement with you.
No, I have a recording of you being in agreement with me.
No, you don't.
Telephone.
Live on the air.
I think the length of my intro is getting out of control, and I'm going to do something about it next week.
It's great. All your cactus are belong to us.
I need to shorten Mildred's
Harvey,
stuff. Hi.
You just totally stole that idea from me, because I told you that I wanted to put a whole bunch of clips from prank calls into my show intro. And you also stole the crapping my ball clip that happened on my show.
I'm sorry. I'll take it out soon, I promise.
I'm going to sue.
But wasn't he talking to me, though?
Yeah, yep. But it was something that I did for, I don't know, I don't remember.
I thought that was just on a conference.
Accusing you of a bunch of shit.
Well, I stole that idea of clips on the beginning. I actually stole that from Carlito, because he does that already.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, I never listen to Madhouse.
You heard it here. Roxy thinks Madhouse sucks.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I just never listen. I Thursday night, my kids are with their father, so I go out and I do stuff, and I don't sit at home and listen to stupid ass shows.
Okay, fine.
Roxy thinks Madhouse sucks.
Oh, Mr. Bishan sucks because he's like playing us back at ourselves. Yeah, I can't even talk.
Wait, I'm not saying that Madhouse is a crappy show. I'm just saying.
Hello?
Hi, you're loud.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Am I still loud?
Well, it's just the background noise that's loud. I don't care that you're loud.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll try to keep it down.
So right now there's like way too many people on. There's Roxy, Matt, Rob the hyena, and Samantha.
I can hear the, okay, never mind.
And let's add Mr. Bishan.
Oh, I made it.
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm just letting you on so I can hang up on you. That's all.
Cool. All right.
Howdy.
Hey,
just wait.
Today is sort of an anniversary show. Like, it's the exact 2-year anniversary of the phone show. Well, it's like 2 years minus one day. Because it was three.
Nice.
What did you do on the very first phone show?
What's that?
What did you do on the very first phone show?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know if we can consider it the first one, because the first one I didn't even tell anyone about, and I just played music, and then Altalt called in at the very end and pretended to be a caller because nobody else was calling in. Because I wanted to see what the FM market was like in the Hudson Valley, New York, and apparently, you know, there isn't one. So, yeah, I was just ignoring PLA people and seeing how the FM people would react, and there wasn't any reaction.
Hey, Brad, I have breaking news.
Oh, my God. What is it?
I just got laid.
Oh, that's great. Applause.
Samantha's fucking rubbing it in because I don't have a boyfriend anymore. Fuck you, Samantha. Well,
go to the park. You'll find one.
Yeah. Wear your red lipstick to the park.
What's the big deal? Don't you fuck everyone?
Me?
No, Samantha. What? Samantha.
Oh, okay.
Both of you tramps.
I don't have sex with anyone. I'm
well,
such
I mean,
a fucking rude.
Really, Samantha? Like, I don't know. you.
Samantha only hooks up if someone gives her the hookup.
Oh, okay.
You have to give her something in return.
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I guess that poor comment does work.
And that is not true.
Anyway,
I'm planning on giving her money.
The official anniversary of the phone show, I guess, would be next week. It's complicated. But this is the first anniversary. This is the 2-year anniversary of the phone show that wasn't really a phone show.
So it's complicated, like a Facebook relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Thanks. What it is.
No, I'm clearly married on Facebook.
To Lisa, right?
Yeah.
Causing all that shit with her family.
And I still want Foxy to be my Facebook mommy.
Oh, sure. I'll be anyone's Facebook mom.
Hey, Arizona person.
Hi, Brad Carter.
Hi.
How's it going here, buddy?
Good.
It's been a long time since I called the phone show.
I don't like the sound of your voice. You're getting ready to, like, I don't know, do something crazy at me, and I'm going to have to hang up really fast. And
it's okay. It's half a test. How's it going, man?
Oh, pretty good. Oh, yeah, I remember you used to call in all the time.
Yeah.
Wow, hi.
Yeah, like, huge change the schedule, so I couldn't listen anymore. Schedule changed again, so I can listen.
Oh, when I switched it to Tuesday, you stopped listening?
So, what's been going on there, big guy? Anything new?
No, not really. We're still sucking. I'm still awkward with callers that call in, and I don't know how to talk to them. Well, if you didn't notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing happens ever.
Oh, wow.
I'm creating awkward silence by saying that, I guess, because there's like 12 people on the line.
Is there still a rule about small talk?
Oh, yeah, none of that. fuck small talk.
It's gotta be grand lies.
And that goes especially for you, Samantha, because you keep like messaging me with hi, just like Tombstone used to do.
Well, you keep fucking ignoring me, and I really don't like when people don't pay attention to me when I'm
always
to.
Ignore hi. Nobody gets a response from hi.
No, I don't just say hi. If you ignore me, I'll usually spam you with a bunch of other messages.
Okay. What was that?
Wow. It was a child being raped.
Was that you, Arizona, with the kid? Hello, Arizona.
Can we do a call? Can we do a call?
Yeah. Bye, Arizona. Thanks for calling in. He disappeared, though. Actually, Rappy sent us a bunch of things to call that I'd like to call.
Okay.
But he said he's going to call into the show, so I don't know if I should wait for him or if I should just get started.
You should just call him.
All right. Oh, no, that's too much effort.
And there's so many people in here already.
What's that?
And there's too many people in here already.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'm going to hang up on you.
Should I hang up?
Why?
Is that what people say when they're around you, Samantha? There's already too many people in here.
Oh. Oh.
Shut up.
I love you, Samantha.
That was pretty funny.
I love you, too.
Oh, God.
All right.
Atheist says he loves you, too.
It's so gay in here.
It's atheist guy.
Watch out for the Christian YouTubers. They want you to die in floods.
We're congratulating you on atheist guy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
Brad.
He's not even new.
Dude, we should have her put atheist guy on the phone so we can prank him again.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Put atheist dude on the phone right now.
Is he there? Is he with you?
Look at tiny chat.
Yes, look at tiny chat, dude.
I've got other things on the screen. Hi, atheist guy.
He's right behind
me. I'm really sorry about the prank calls, and I'm sorry about
That's
the police.
That's where she likes it from.
The police involved.
Just put the dick anywhere near her mouth. She won't eat meat, but she'll eat a lot of cock.
Yes.
Okay, no giggling on the show. That's enough of that.
Use your mute button if you guys are going to have a tickle fest.
Yeah, that was cute.
RBCP.
I can't believe he's listening to the show after what we did to him.
I know. I don't know.
Yes, Roxy. Can I help you?
Yeah, who is this Mr. Bishon guy? I've never been formally introduced.
Hey, Mr. Bishon. Is it Mr. Bishon or Mr. Bishon?
Mr. Bishon.
That's what I thought.
You have to say it right, otherwise I don't respond.
Yeah, like, everyone thinks you're, like, it's like Space Bison. I used to call him Space Bison.
No. Well, it's a different bison.
Because I'm uneducated.
He's an alright cat, Rox. Mm.
Yeah. He's a good guy. He was on the conference with us last night. We thoroughly enjoyed his his calls.
I approve of Mr. Bisham.
Samantha's back.
And she's not giggling, so she can stay.
I'm sorry.
She's hacking.
What's that?
Skype.
What? What?
Okay.
Oh, did you add her, or did she click join call again?
And... Oh, she called back, and I let her in.
Oh. That's what she said. What?
I'm with County Kid, though. Less circle jerking, more calling.
Yeah, has...
Japan.
Yeah, has anyone...
Wait a minute. Are you guys going to start doing pranks like on my show?
What show would that be, Roxy?
The fun show? All of a sudden, you guys are doing pranks.
The anti-fun show.
The fun show every Wednesday night on Cacti Radio.
I promise not to have fun in my prank calls.
Okay, then it's a deal. You can start doing prank calls on your show all the time.
All right.
They're only depressing. You talk about phones. With breathing tubes.
I've got these calls that we need to do, and they're related to the Japan disaster thing. If I don't know if you guys have heard about that.
Funny. Hey, Ron, just give me a wink on Tiny Chat whenever you want me to give your show a shout out.
Oh, I'm probably going to be quiet. There's a lot of people here.
I'm not.
Yeah, Samantha, you count like for like five people.
Arby?
Hi.
Hey, Japan.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about that, but then you guys started having a conversation with me.
What happened there?
Oh, something about a tsunami or earthquake. I don't know.
Was it caused by a giant moth?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to call up victims and just be like, LOL, you're homeless.
You are
homeless. Oh, no.
No, okay, kidding.
Let's do that.
I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
I'm completely kidding. I wouldn't do that.
And we were just saying the other night that you had the most conscience out of any of us.
Yeah, I know, right? And I have...
Oh, my God, it was a joke, okay?
We're actually going to call Katrina victims.
Be like, yeah, LOL, yeah. You've been homeless for 7 years.
How's the city super dope? Houston?
So, Rappy McRapperson, the international rap star and sex symbol guy, he did, like, this video where he... I don't know. What was that about, Roxy? Like,
he put all the people that were saying that they deserved it for Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. Facebooks. He said Roxy,
yeah,
not
is your
Matt.
Name Roxy Matt?
Go back to kindergarten.
Well, you just weren't quick enough, Roxy.
Okay. I'd have ball in kindergarten.
Matt ate a lot of paste.
I think he's talking about the children. But, yeah, like, Rappy was making fun of people on Facebook, well, pointing out on Facebook that people were saying, oh, because of Hiroshima, Pearl Harbor. And I'm like, well, because of Pearl Harbor, they got nuked, so.
Yeah, we already got our revenge on them. So.
Yeah, what the hell?
And so, yeah, everyone's like, yeah, I don't care about Japan. Remember Pearl Harbor? They deserve all this. You know, like every citizen in Japan or.
Solid argument.
From what, like 60 years ago?
Yeah.
God.
But anyway,
none of them were even alive during World War II, so.
So Rappy sent me all these links to these names of the people that said these things. Like, there's this guy named Rick.
Oh, nice.
Rick McHenry. Haha, Japan, paybacks are a bitch. Remember Pearl Harbor. And, you know, he posted that, like, the day.
What a douche.
The day of the
earthquake. Please, God, tell me there's a phone number.
Yeah, I got all these phone numbers, and I don't know. I haven't checked any of them.
Brad. I'm getting notified on IRC in two different ways that
hot.
It says RBCP, if you have Verizon Wireless, you can call Japan for free till April. I guess people think I'm like your secretary or something.
You're not much more.
It's the lipstick.
Yeah, I saw that posted somewhere else, I think on the BINRev forums, that it was like Verizon Wireless prepaid.
I don't know. Acid Pez said it in IRC, and then he sent me a message.
Ah, yeah.
So I don't know what else that's all about.
So take this opportunity, Verizon Wireless users, to prank call, tsunami victims.
I think AT&T is doing it too. I think both of the companies are saying, "Hey, sorry, we charge you for tethering and using your devices for data that we already give you, and charging you extra. So here's a way to think of us not to be such big assholes."
That's what it is. I have no idea what to say to these people that said these things. Do any of you guys? I haven't really put enough.
I have a pretty good idea.
Okay, well, I'll let you.
Actually, I have a really fucking good idea, actually.
Okay, well, that guy I just talked about Rick McHenry. I'm going to dial him right now. He's in.
Okay, can you tell me what he said? Does he say?
Oh, he says, haha.
He read
ha, it. Haha, Japan, paybacks are a bitch. Remember Pearl Harbor.
Give us a link in IRC.
Okay, I have a pretty good idea here.
I don't have a link to this guy.
Of what I'm going to say.
Maybe I have a link. No.
I'll totally leave a message, too. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, and see, I'm not even 100% positive that I even have the right person. You know, I just looked up Rick McHenry on... But, I mean, it's McHenry, that's not, like, too common of a name, and it's Iowa, and there's only, like, a dozen people living in Iowa.
Hey, if you're the fucking racist that said this was payback, fuck you, guy. Fuck you. I'd like to see you come over here and kick my ass, asshole. Fuck you, news guy.
Okay.
I don't know. I was just gonna like yell at the person and get them.
Why
to
is
back.
He a news guy?
There's a video of this guy saying fuck you news guy. You want a fucking news story? How about my cock? I have a big cock.
I haven't
it's
seen
really,
that.
Really impressive and not his cock, but his yelling. And I was gonna call him tomorrow. So.
Did you guys see the video about the tsunami, the Japan thing? It was completely fake. It was completely obvious, I thought. But this girl, she's like a Christian, and she's like, we've been praying for months for a sign, and God has shown it to us by attacking Japan.
I saw her come clean today.
Yeah, I saw that she did come clean. I didn't actually watch it, but I thought that was brilliant. I mean, it was so obvious that it was a troll. I can't believe anyone took it seriously.
Legend would be proud.
Why would he be proud?
He has a lot of troll accounts.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny. This next one, I'm just going to go down the list here. These are probably
how
all
many are there, Brad?
CK has an idea. He says,
oh my God, CK, why don't you submit
Pearl
it?
Pearl Harbor Remembrance Group.
Way to be a secretary.
this is a girl, apparently. Jill Himmelfarb.
Himmelfarb.
She lives in Florida. She says, watching the news and whatever moron government official they spoke to said, when we had a Katrina, Japan raised money to send us for help, and we'll do the same for them. That's how it worked for over 100 years. And all I can think is, really? Because it was only 70 years ago that they attacked Pearl Harbor and we were at war with them. Shows how much our excellent government leaders know about our history. That was a bunch of rambling. I should have shortened that.
Call as a family member of a victim of Pearl Harbor and supporter, as a supporter, that somebody's speaking the truth.
Do you want to do it?
Not really.
Oh, come on. You know you want to.
Come on.
We should have Matt do it because he's so drunk.
Yeah, Matt's a vet.
I'm not that drunk.
Yeah, you don't sound very drunk.
You need to get drunker right now.
Come on, Matt, take it.
Okay, quick, get drunk. I'm dialing this number. Her name's Jill Himmelfarb.
Who's doing this?
Matt
sure.
Somebody who's
Jill.
Not me.
Okay.
We're sorry you have reached a number that has been...
Yep. That's how I expected
good job,
this
jackass.
All to go.
Your hand is too fat for this phone. I'm getting another beer. A couple beers. How's that? A couple beers.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Samantha got a kick out of
no
it.
No giggling.
Sorry.
Samantha, no I need to make giggling. Like a list of rules for calling in the show, and we need to have a strict no giggling policy.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We're just saying that.
Rules will be posted in IRC pretty soon.
What's that?
The rules will be posted in IRC in the topic.
Yeah.
No giggling or building killer robots while on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I bet she's building killer robots, too.
Matt,
you hear my voice got better, so I definitely am not building killer robots. I'm not Rhonda.
Excuse me.
Oh, shut up.
Can we call the roadway in?
We've tried the other night, and they don't really... respond.
Oh, she hello? Answered it.
Oh, hi.
Hello?
Hi, Arizona.
Hello?
Hi, Arizona. You're on the air. You're on the air, Arizona.
Nope.
Jesus. Maybe they were calling you back.
That's probably Craigslist.
Sorry,
ad.
Guys, about my phone.
Oh my God! Turn off your cells when you're in the studio, Roxy.
I'm sorry. Don't fire me.
Worst secretary ever.
Sorry.
So there's
can
this.
We call Roadway in?
What?
Roadway.
No.
We spoke to her briefly the other day, and Rhonda's voice sounded way worse.
Yeah, she was. You can believe it. She was super screechy and I don't know, but she didn't really talk to us. She just kind of hung.
It was like it was just like hello, like scabs had formed over the vocal track.
It's like maybe they're actually you know not that retarded because they know how to just hang up on us now instead of trying to I don't know outsmart us or whatever.
Well, I'm sure the cops gave them that advice. Just don't talk to the people.
So this guy named Bill Riggs, this is another one. This is one we can't call because I never did find the number, and I really wanted to call this one because he looked awesome on his profile. But he's just like, this whole Japan thing makes me laugh. Let's give them all this money to rebuild and feel sorry for the people that died. Do you people remember Pearl Harbor? Do you think they felt bad at all? All the people they killed? I think not, so Japan can kiss my fat ass.
Aww.
and he looked so awesome, and I tried really hard to get his number, but I couldn't find it.
Damn.
Well, if we want to hold off on Pearl Harbor calls until Rappy gets on, I got this girl who wants. She looks like a stripper, so I called her to see if she wanted a stripping job, and she said she was really interested, but she couldn't talk right now because she was in custody court for her children.
Oh. Okay.
That was the girl we called last night.
The one we didn't get a hold of. I got a hold of her today.
Well, here, take it, Rob. It's yours.
Oh, let's see if she picks up.
This is Rappy's territory that we're calling.
Why is this Gunner in the dark?
This is Lake Hills.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, is this Kyla? Hello? Hey, is this Kyla?
She hung up. Let me try back.
Oh, wait. I just want to add something. Everybody on this call should probably mute.
Why?
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Wow. That sounded like doozy.
Yeah. LOL, I didn't mute.
Hi, this is Kyla Kramer.
Okay, she sucks.
What the fuck?
I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
I just realized we should be playing this song while we call it Japanese people. Oh man, none of these are working out. I want to try one more. Hold on, I'm going to try one more.
You're so insensitive, Brad. I'm disappointed.
I'm insensitive. What are you talking about?
This song.
This song's the best.
It's about whacking off.
Yeah, it's a song about masturbation. It's not really about Japanese. We're just making fun of their eyes in this song.
Squinty.
Yeah. This guy's name is Jerry Cop. Oh, never mind. It doesn't have the thing that he said, but I'm sure it was something really insensitive about Japan. So, we're calling him.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that is not in service.
Wow.
Wow, that was really slow.
This show is awful.
Hey.
You.
Hey.
All right, we're back in the air. I'm calling the last one that I have. But I have two numbers for this guy, so there's a better chance that we can actually talk to him.
Hello, well, Sukabi.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Jim?
Who's calling?
Brad.
I'm sorry?
Brad.
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 Hey, wait. I have no idea what to say. Can you guys talk?
I got it.
Okay.
Hi, Brad.
Hi. Yes. I'm with the Pearl Harbor Commemorative Foundation, and we saw some of your comments, and we really agree with you, and we were wondering if we get a comment for our weekly newsletter.
No, I think I'd rather pass.
Well, it just seems that you agree with us that what's going on over there in Japan right now is just God's way of showing them that what they did to us is divine retribution.
I never wrote anything agreeing to that.
Well, really? Because everyone that I've spoken to said that you really support, you know, all of the initiatives that the CIA is doing to take down Japan, like, you know, sending them tsunamis.
You know, it's 12:30 right now, and I was in bed.
You know what time it is over there, right? So we got to get to them when we can. So I'm with you, buddy. You know, all these crazy Japanese people, we just gotta wipe them off the face of the earth. I mean, what, don't you think so?
I think he's gone.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, that whole idea is over with now.
I think we have to kind of see exactly what they wrote, because he was like, "I didn't write anything about that." Oh,
This is completely. Well, no, you did good at it. You know, they were all basically the same thing. Ha ha. You know, we're getting you back, motherfuckers.
I also think when
Jesus,
he was presented,
Jesus
when he,
is white.
I always still think when he was presented with his own comment, he was like, "Oh no, I didn't say that."
Do you think he did, or do you think I got the wrong gym?
Oh, it's totally... Yeah, you don't know for sure if these are actually the people.
Let's just pretend he was denying it. And we had the right...
Okay.
So he's probably in denial, also, and we're in denial.
He's a Holocauster denier as well.
Hi, Arizona.
Hello.
I'm calling for 200 Pokemon cards.
Oh, shit.
Hi, other Arizona.
I'm in Arizona.
Okay, wait. You be quiet. Oh, okay, 602 guy, are you there? For the Pokemon cards?
Yeah.
Okay, you two are going to do a Pokemon battle to see who gets the cards. So, you know, do the whole I choose you thing and ready, set, go.
You are a... I choose you, Pikachu.
You are a fairy. How about that one? Does that one work?
I'm a fairy?
No.
You... No, like,
no, I'm sorry. My Psyduck beats your asshole comment.
Yeah, and my Snorlax sleeps all over you, fucks.
You guys are stupid for posting numbers like this.
You guys are stupid. You guys are stupid for calling, you dumb fucks.
Well, I guess you
both sound like you're 40. So stop buying Pokemon cards and try to get laid, okay?
Are they for your kids?
This is hilarious. I gotta record all this. This is hilarious.
Oh listen, it's being recorded.
Everybody's getting pissed off at everybody because some fucker puts it in a false
blah, 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 blah. Okay. Bye, 602.
He thought he was real funny.
Hey, Rob, that was nice that you mentioned Psyduck. Him and Snorlax are my favorite. If you get his headache bad enough, he beats almost anybody.
That's great that you know that.
Yeah, I'm
wondering if Matt like hangs out around little kids playing Pokemon or what.
Mewtwo was best.
That's how he lures little kids.
We're gonna take a quick break here and play some Alphaville Big in Japan.
Oh. Is this the tsunami edition of the phone show?
I hear the death toll's big.
It should be in parentheses at the beginning. The death toll is big in Japan. Huh?
I know.
Hey. Oh. Yes. Did you call you about you can have the cards for free?
Oh, Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Listen, did you hear about the tsunami in Japan?
Yeah.
And all you can think about is Pokemon cards? That's pretty selfish of you.
I already put money in the Red Cross.
Oh, yeah?
For that.
That's
no excuse, that mister. You should put more money in there, fucking ass.
Are you going to sell these Pokemon cards for money and then, like, donate even more to Red Cross? For the
you know what? I think put in my Yasuo and put on the money to that, you know?
No, I have no idea what you just said.
Do you have any chance to do that?
I just want to say it's selfish of you to, like, you know, people are dying right now. There are people dying currently in Japan.
Yeah.
And all you care about is playing Pokemon. You shouldn't.
You're raping the country.
You can get any money, you know, pretty, and put all the money in that Red Cross.
Pretty much, I'm saying that you're more or less responsible for the tsunami.
You should buy the Pokemon cards directly from Japan. They need the money more than us.
Yeah, exactly. Buy it from.
Yes, swindler
from the Pokemon Corporation. I don't know.
Game Freak.
What?
Yeah. He said thank you.
Oh, okay. He's gone now.
Domo arigato, Mr. Bradkata.
Was that at least on the air, Brad?
Yeah, that was on the air.
Oh, it's not coming out of my nose.
We're on the air.
Hey.
That's the first thing people heard.
I would eat it.
I'm sure you would. Tombstone once said he would eat my kidney stone.
I still want a piece of the kidney stone.
He used to tell us in great detail what he would do with your kidney stones, Roxy.
Long gone.
You missed all the good stuff.
Right.
Long gone.
Huh?
Right.
What?
Atheist is getting himself cereal and he's not getting me anything.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That means I'm hanging up on you.
Thank God.
Shut the fuck up, Samantha. All right, so we have breaking news. Maybe. So because people were having conversations at the beginning of the show, I didn't get around to mentioning all these breaking news things. Like, the Finn93 made a Reddit page for us. I know that's not like a huge...
Really?
Yeah, so like reddit.com/r/phonelosers. Is that a huge accomplishment? I mean, anyone can make one of those, right?
He just went to IRC and he said, is there a Phone Losers subreddit? And I said, I don't know. And he was like, oh, I'll go make one. And he came back and it was made.
Yeah. So you're not special to the Finn93, but thanks anyway.
And so I put it all over Facebook and
yep.
Yeah.
I heard it from Roxy. I wrote down this news thing. It's
you heard
from,
it first.
From Engadget. Yeah, we would have heard it on the phone show, but I mean the fun show tomorrow, Wednesdays at 9 Central.
There's nothing
9
fun
Central,
about it.
9 Pacific.
Pacific, whatever. I'm trying to sabotage your show.
It's Pacific.
Yeah.
Specific.
Yeah.
Oh my God, everybody's messaging me.
There
I
is
need to get
a
off AOL.
News article. The FCC is apparently cracking down on people who use GPS and cell phone jammers, which I've always wanted to own one of those. That sounds like the most fun ever. Like, you know, someone gets on a cell phone in the movie theater and you just hit a button and they're gone.
Ooh.
I would love that. They sell them for like $50 and $100 and stuff.
Really? I have some breaking news.
But it says the FCC is trying to get people to report people that use those. I guess teachers use them in their classrooms. To like keep kids off the phone, but you know, if there's a school shooting and that's running, then that's gonna suck for everyone that wants to call 911. So it makes sense. You have breaking news, Roxy?
Yeah, you can play breaking news music. I saw an article today that said they want to make streaming videos online illegal.
What?
This can seriously damage PLA movie night.
What streaming videos do they want to be illegal?
I think the content damages movie night.
Yeah,
playing Superman 3.
I sent this to you, and I can read part of it if you want me to as soon as it loads.
Only read the good parts.
Obama's IP czar wants felony charges for illegal web streaming.
Oh, so like those sites that play full length motion pictures and stuff, right?
Yeah, I just watched.
No.
Well, they're not going to shut down YouTube.
This is anybody that does it.
Nuh-uh.
I think so. Yeah, because some dude, you know, has gotten in trouble for it or something.
In trouble for what?
I don't know.
Roxy, you're making all of this up.
No, I am not making this up. Look.
It makes no sense.
The government wants to make sure that as the online piracy moves increasingly to streaming, let's see. It says, streaming seems more like a public performance, and holding a public performance without a proper license is not a felony. So they're saying that it might not go through because it's not really illegal. Oh. But they want it to be illegal.
So those
another breaking news, Roxy hasn't told us anything.
This just in, Roxy has not told us shit about this article that apparently has nothing to do with telephones.
No, this has to do with our PLA movie night,
okay?
It is in jeopardy.
That's true. I was getting sick of movie night anyway. You can tell I'm playing shit like Superman 3.
Yeah.
When Richard Pryor's the hacker, everyone's in trouble.
It wasn't even like Superman. It was like some black dude with an afro. What was that?
The hacking parts were brilliant. It was everything else that sucked. I'm going to make a YouTube version of that movie with only the hacking parts, and it's going to be like 15 minutes long.
Well, then you'll get in trouble.
Yeah, hopefully.
You'll have a felony on your record now.
Oh, shit.
Too late.
I have breaking news. 2 weeks ago, I paid $50 for some soundboard software for my Mac. I actually paid money for it, so I can do things like that with my MIDI keyboard.
Nice.
What was it? I bet I have the serial for it.
And I'm hoping... Oh, I'll send it to you. It's... yeah, if you want to donate money, I will send you the serial. It's called Soundboard for the Mac. And I can't remember what company makes it. No, I won't really do that. That's illegal. Oh, Ambrosia software. Soundboard. It's cool software. It's cool soundboard software. I can't find anything as cool as this for the PC, which is why I'm using it on my Mac.
Let's see.
But, I'm mentioning the $50 to hopefully guilt people into buying like books and PLA t-shirts.
So nice.
Everyone,
well, I'll buy one of those, Brad. But you could have just asked me. I've got soundboard. I've got a database of serial numbers for like pretty much every Mac app ever made, and I've got soundboard here.
Oh,
are you ever gonna do another run of the like Harley logo Phone Loser shirts?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Oh wait.
I will buy one.
Rob, is it version 2.0?
Oh, let's see. It does have versions on it. Soundboard. I gotta go back in there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing another Harley logo t-shirt because other people have asked about that too, and maybe just kind of updating the dates on the back of it, or maybe just leaving the dates off entirely. And just
well, this one has version 1.0 in it.
Okay, well, a lot of fucking good that does me, Rob.
It would be nice. Maybe the back just says "go away."
Well, you already paid for it, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you were trying to get your foot in the door to get it. So he was trying to help you out here, and now you have nothing to offer.
Yeah,
but if you
so thanks for nothing.
Next time you want some Mac software, just go to Kickass Torrents. They seem to have everything I've ever wanted.
Oh, I checked Kickass Torrents. I checked all the torrents. I could find this, but I couldn't find a serial that worked. So I gave it to me
and I'll just crack it for you.
Okay.
Usually all you have to do is put a little loop in it. And that's all it takes.
I'll remember that next time. But everyone go to phonelosers.org/store and buy everything that you see.
Oh, yes. And you ordered more shirts, didn't you?
Yeah, I just picked up. I just blew a bunch of money on shirts too, so everyone should buy more shirts.
I'm getting a purple one.
That you paid for.
Yes. Speaking of blowing money.
Speaking of
blowing, Samantha did a bunch on Atheist earlier.
All right.
No, go ahead.
Guys, speaking of blowing money, OMGHacks.net is about to lose.
This just in, OMGHacks is about to lose.
OMGHacks.net is about to lose its domain name.
Domain name.
So,
OMGHacks.
If you guys want to contribute before April 20th of this year, you can send me money and get a hold of me, and I'll let you know how. I want the site to be kick-ass, and I'm going to can it if I don't have money for it.
I want to buy it when you lose it.
And set up, like, domain squatting stuff on it.
I actually don't care if I lose it. But Brad said, you know, I should try to keep it and ask for money. So it was Brad's idea, and Rappy has inspired me to start begging. So please send me money.
He doesn't beg. Rappy's, he sells spaceship pictures.
Rappy has taught us how to beg and how to blow dudes.
He actually does beg for money for me and Brad, very cute.
I'll buy it for you. I already own over 50 domain names. What's one more?
Aw, that's so sweet.
I'll put it on one of my servers. I'll put it on one of my servers for free just because I like it.
But Brad already offered hosting, so.
Oh, well then, fuck you.
Stop being a cunt.
Hey, I know I said I wasn't going to do more prank calls, but Legend sent me these numbers earlier today. They're both from Florida, and he says we should try and give away unwanted cute kittens and puppies. And okay. he says to say they must go or it's the microwave for them, but I'd prefer we don't do that. Because I don't know, that's like one of those areas where, you know, threats and police.
Say it's the kill shelter.
Yeah, see that's...
Yeah, but we use microwaves.
It's the microwaves at the kill shelter. Let's just not talk about microwaves.
Okay, they're going to the shelter, even though that's, they'll be killed.
That's who's hilarious. Do it? I don't know. He says they're
Matt,
both.
You do it.
He said they're both nuts. Who, me?
No, Matt.
Matt, okay.
Or you?
Sure.
Just try and piss her off.
Is there a name?
No. I try to look up the names on TNID.org.
Call them pussies. Yeah. We need some cat sound effects meowing in the background.
Oh, well, I'll get one of my cats to meow.
Please leave a message for...
Start pulling its tail.
Martin.
Okay, he gave us one other. So, one more, and I guess this is the same thing. I don't know where he got these numbers. He didn't give me any story. He just gave them to me.
Craigslist.
Did you see his cool video of that goddamn rocket launch the other day?
No, I haven't. I've kind of been, not watching YouTube too much.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. You looking for a kitten or puppy? Hello, ma'am.
Oh, she just hung up. And pretty much every one of our prank calls is telemarketer tonight.
Yeah, my I guess there's not enough Charlie Sheen in here winning. We need more Sheen.
He's doing a one man show in April here. At the Chicago Theater, sold out.
Print voicemail box of
sold out
813312307.
Hack it. We don't have things. That's crazy talk. Let me try.
Oh, you hung up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not supposed to say that, right?
Hey, Roxy, pick up for this Pokemon person.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm sorry to bother you so late. I'm calling about the Craigslist ad.
Yeah, which one? Because I have several. I have thousands.
Okay. Oh, the one for the Pokemon cards.
Okay, which Pokemon cards do you want? Because I'm just handing them out one by one. You only get one, ma'am. I'm sorry. How many people are living in your household?
In my household, is four, but it's for my son.
Okay, well, you can have four Pokemon cards.
Okay, well,
why are you laughing? This is not a fucking joke, you dumb bitch. Do you want the cards or not?
She's gone. Oh, let's see who this is. This is, hi, Minnesota. Minnesota.
Oh. Why did somebody listen for so long and try to connect and then hang up?
No, why did I call her a dumb bitch? That was mean. I'm sorry.
But let's call her back and apologize.
Okay, I'm going to apologize to her. I'll tell her
say
I have
sorry. I'm sorry, your dog.
Or Brad, no. you can be the father.
Okay,
you can be my daddy.
I'll just talk.
Yeah, you can be my daddy.
And I'm apologizing.
Yeah, because I'm your daughter.
And you want to give the thousands away because your kid died.
Hello, ma'am.
Please leave your message for 623.
Oh.
She's afraid. She's like, oh no, I'm going to be called a dumb bitch again. You've ruined her night, Roxy.
I shouldn't have said that. That was mean.
Good job.
I'm in a weird mood.
Please leave your message for 6-2.
Oh well. I think the show's over, isn't it? We have 4 minutes. What can we do in 4 minutes?
I know what we can do.
No.
No, you didn't even let me say. You just said no.
You can, Roxy, you can teach me how to blow dudes.
Actually, I probably could.
That's great.
You guys want to learn?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Call the stripper one more time.
Matt does. All right. Let me try and get her number again.
Oh no, I've been to jail. I know.
He's already well informed.
Okay, here goes the stripper.
Rob's got this one.
Do I? Okay.
I'll turn it down if she answers.
It's fun to play it in the background.
I've got a secret.
He's calling from a club. Japanese strip club. I'm dancing.
Got a secret. Secret.
I'm dancing on tiny chat, people. Gonna get my balls out pretty soon.
What? Why don't you go be a camel?
Hi, this is Tyler Kramer.
You want to leave her message
now? So please leave me a message.
And I'll just call her tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
Oh, I can do it.
Thanks for trying. Here's Sunnyvale area again. Hi, California.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing. Doing a show. What are you doing?
Am I on live?
Yeah.
Am I on live?
We're live on the air.
Roxy.
Yes.
Roxy, your fucking prank calls always suck. You need to step your game up a little bit.
This is Leet, guys. This is the hacker Leet.
What's up, baby?
He's always, whenever he enters a chat room, he goes, STFU noob. Before anything else.
Top of the zone.
You know, I kind of disagree with you. I love Roxy's prank calls. Like,
I like prank calls a lot, but this Roxy needs a separate game up, man.
Yeah, step your game up, Roxy. But, like, I don't know. I love Roxy's. Like, she's got a lot of good ones recorded that are just hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I want to hear them. I want a whole phone show with just Roxy doing the prank calls, even,
we should do that
even
next
if they're
week.
The old ones.
Let's That's do, like the well, basis of my show, dude. That's
why
I have
my own show. Are you
actually
eating the phone?
Dude, that's why I have
Roxy
my own
night.
Show. That's Wednesday night.
Oh, you have your
night.
Own show, too?
Got Roxy. Yes. Tomorrow, Jerk. Breaking news. Tomorrow night, Roxy is going to be stepping up her game. And making amazing prank calls.
News.
Wednesday at 9 Central, Pacific.
Yes, Wednesday at 9 Pacific.
Pacific or Central?
It's one Pacific. Of the two.
9
Pacific.
Yes.
Whatever.
And my mom, I just want to shout out to my mom tonight. My mom knows all about this now.
Hi, Roxy's mom.
Hi, Mom. Sorry I'm not talking to you now. I love you.
Roxy secretly hates you. She tells me all kinds of shit about you all the time.
I never.
Yeah. I should send you these chat logs. It's crazy.
It's weird that she meets strange pedophiles in parks.
No, mom knows about.
She gives them Pokemon cards.
Mom met Park Dude, okay? And
Wow, you're trying to make it serious.
No.
When he just wanted to fuck your kids.
She came over. She came over while he was there, and I never mind. Anyway.
Was it when he was telling you that you were out of bed?
Yeah, everyone listen to the phone show tomorrow night and Carlito Thursday night. He's the one that's 9 p.m. Central Time.
The Fun Show with OMG. She puts the F-U in fun.
Thank you. Why are we talking about my show?
No, because you keep bringing it up. You're trying to, like, hijack my show with promoting yours.
No, Lee brought it up, and I said, dude, I do have my own show.
No, I didn't. I didn't bring it up. Someone said for me to listen in tomorrow.
Hey, can we
Roxy
do...
brought it up.
Can we...
Oh, guys... This Leet dude is apparently a real hacker that got in trouble.
Oh, shit. I'm hanging up on him. I think we need to do something here quickly.
And phone losers, let's go. Breathe Jesus in.
Hey, FL, Satan. FLA.
Oh, my God. Flamoot, hi. What just happened? Flamoot just broke everything. What the hell? Call failed. All right, I'm trying to end the show, but apparently I can't. Hey, did I put you guys on hold or what?
Yeah, you did, and Flamoot was calling me at the same time.
What? Yeah.
Calling you? Hi, Flamoot.
Yeah, calling me, too.
Hi, Flamoot.
Yeah, that was weird shit.
I think something crazy happened with Skype there, because it looked to me like we all got hung up on, but I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, now Skype is trying to constantly initiate my video chat.
Oh God, we gotta hang up on you then.
Hey, I've got group video.
Oh shit, Matt. That means we gotta hang up on you, no video here. Hey Flamoot.
Yeah, I got like beers tonight, because I'm not getting till tomorrow. And then when I started to sing with my music, the guy from the office came and told me they were gonna throw me out at 8 a.m. and I still don't know if that's gonna happen, and I'm real scared. I don't have any like money or gumption to get another place, but I gotta get a home to continue my AI research and free us all to tasks and what we love instead of the silly jobs we do now, you know, and no one cares.
Are you crying?
It's so scary.
He should be if all this is happening. Have you seen
Have you seen what has happened in Japan?
In Japan?
Man up, motherfucker.
To who? What's happening to someone else that's worse than this? Like, I've got a brain plant in my head that makes a cartoon face every day, and they heard me talk about it on the phone, and now they think I'm crazy, and, like, it's real, and that's just insult to injury. Like, I've got things going on, but I have a brain implant from a cult that makes this cartoon face.
We don't think you're crazy, Flamoot.
Yeah,
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Roxy just doesn't...
It's Scientology. They spent $1 billion on a brain implant. They gave it to a biotech clinic in Taiwan to make rats see things. And they tried it on me. I'm the first person, and it works fine. I see this face makes fun of me every day, and it's from a cult. Other things to think about before, you know?
Are you calling us through a PBX tonight? Or a payphone or anything crazy? That always makes me laugh.
I just got... back on Skype, and I thought I would try to dial back in. I guess it worked, but they're supposed to throw me out tomorrow. I'm so scared. I'm so worried now. It only happened like an hour ago.
Are you dialing through the chip in your head?
No, I wish that it was like a cell phone and a web browser. One time they showed me QBasic.exe on this chip, and I wrote a short program and ran it, and it showed me the right output for a half second before they shut it off and were like, you don't deserve this, Flamoot. It's not a computer interface. It's just a torture device.
Oh, my God. Those assholes.
I know.
Rabbi's calling me. I transferred him to you, Brad.
On the internet one time. This happened.
Oh, you're fading out, Flamoot.
They're like little dorms, and my neighbors have been complaining.
They're purposely fading them out.
I think the government is fading you out. The Scientologists, they're like...
I brought my desktop. I made sure I had my computer and all my... What's up?
Can you hear us? I don't know, something weird.
Yeah.
I can't hear him anymore. It's getting fuzzy.
Oh my God. What the fuck is that? What is that?
Oh, the government must have shut him up.
I can't call Rappy. I don't know why. Oh, wait, answer. Oh, shit. Rappy... Shit. I just hung up on Roxy accidentally.
Oh no, Bart.
And it was completely your fault. And the show's almost over anyway, so maybe I should just forget about her.
No, she's an intricate part of the wovenness of the web of your world.
Yeah, I was trying to get rid of everyone, but awesome people keep calling in. We just talked to Flamoot, and now this is Rappy McRapperson. So
prank the J.
Were you listening earlier when we failed at all those prank calls?
Oh no, this girl is I'm in love with her. Her name is Leslie, and she's my love.
Wait! I thought you were talking to some other chick, Sands something.
Yeah, Sandy's done with.
You have narrowed it. You've narrowed it down.
And on that note, the show is over. And I'm going to end the show with this song. It's by this guy named Tabachi. He made the Grouchy Old Man song that I was playing a few weeks ago. This is another song about Fred Meyer, and it's called Can't Dial 1800, because, that was the paging code we used to get on Fred Meyer. So I'm playing that, and we're ending the show, and goodbye, everyone.
I love you guys.
We love you more.
I used to be able to dial 1800, but now I can't. I tried my garden, but they said, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. We can't do that anymore.
We can't do that anymore.
The system doesn't allow us to do it anymore.
The system doesn't allow us to do it anymore.
I'll try, but.
Yeah, I'll try.
No, I can't help you, sir.
No, I can't help you, sir.
Try to dial 1800, because I don't know how to live. How I miss you so much.